Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
So let's go to some local news stories. So Santee here in San Diego has approved of not one, not two, not three, but four cannabis stores to be open in the city.
I used to live in Santee. We used to be such a nice little city. They're going out of their minds, but then they're part of the state of California.
Now this was also due to a recent vote, too, that showed that I think it said that 80% or 70% of people in Santee did not want this to pass in the first place. And one of the big
So how did it get passed? Did they ignore the vote?
Exactly.
Oh, a council voted for it.
A council voted for it.
It wasn't a measure on the ballot. Of course.
They did a local survey about it.
What do they care what the peons and rabble think?
Yeah. So it was a 3-1 vote from the city council. Mayor John Minto was the lone no vote. Vice Mayor Ron Hall was also supposedly very against this idea as well, as he made public statements about it when it was first introduced in June. Unfortunately, he was absent for the meeting, but either way, it would have passed since it was a 3-2 vote. I'm very mixed on the situation because on the one hand, you get a lot of good city funding based off of this thing because some of the money, it gets taxed, and so then it has to go through the city and you're going to get more of a population with that. But I worry about the safety of the city as well because we've had some issues with Lemon Grove specifically with that weed shop over there. I believe there was one in La Mesa too, and I was getting told a story from Michael Schwartz, who is the president of San Diego County Gun Owners, that the gun store, that there's a gun store that's located right next to the weed shop, and constantly that weed shop is bringing in the smell of weed over into those gun shops, and it's deteriorating the business. Like, nobody wants to shoot with a place that smells like that all the time, and they've actually called the police quite a few times.
I personally can't stand the smell of marijuana, legal or illegal. I just hate it, and I've been in places where people will light up even in a movie theater, and I can't stand it.
I know. I understand people are probably... Some people out there are going to probably defend it. Oh, there's different strands of it and blah, blah. No. In general, I hate the smell of weed, really, in all honesty. It smells like, I guess a skunk would be the best way to describe it. It really does smell that bad to me. Anyways, going back to the story about the gun store very quickly, they would actually call a noise ordinance, and it would actually comply with that noise ordinance, surprisingly enough, because it's disturbing.
Disturbing the peace.
Exactly. Yeah. So I didn't think of that way.
A noisy smell.
A noisy smell, exactly. Yeah. So on the one hand, yes, you do get a lot more funding going through Santee, but on the other hand, you're definitely deteriorating from the population of the city saying we don't want this. I mean, Lakeside doesn't even have, I live out in Lakeside, and we don't have a single weed shop at all over there. And I think we're actually running pretty fine in terms of local businesses over there.
Well, Lakeside's a pretty conservative city, and so is Santee, but they're just ignoring, this is what's going on with politics. They just ignore the will of the people.
And then don't forget, though, too, Santee is also getting cut off more and more and more because of gerrymandering over there, because San Diego City is pushing back and back more and more about, oh, we own this land, so therefore, oh, and then I think we talked about this too. We brought in the El Cajon mayor that one time, and he was complaining how Gillette
State. Bill Wells?
Bill Wells, yeah. He was complaining how the airport there, is it Gillette Field? Is that the name?
Yeah, they're kind of technically under the county's jurisdiction, I think.
Yeah,
saying.
And they're no longer with City of El Cajon, which I can't imagine how, like a local city mayor, how he feels about it, obviously, because that's major business right there, because the airport itself, the airport field.
Well, then they fall under the clutches of the county board of supervisors.
Yep. And again, it just hurts the city in the end, too. So again, I personally am not a fan of this idea of passing the cannabis store, personally, especially for them. But again, you're going to have it on heavy regulations, too, against the government. It has to be a certain distance away from all the schools, and there's a lot of schools in Santee in general. So you're going to have to find a place for that, especially for four of them, too. Tax dollars, a lot of it's going to be sent over. You're going to need to hire a lot of security all the time, because that's another ordinance made by the city of San Diego, or I think it's
Well, any chance for local governments to have more ordinances, they'll just jump at the bit.
You know it.
They act like they're appeasing the libertarians, and I appreciate the libertarians and the freedom, but at the same time, there's weird stuff that this stuff does to your mind. There's got to be a balance here. Mm-hmm. I do have a libertarian sentiment myself, but there needs to be some balance once
exactly,
in a while.
Exactly, yeah. So I guess we'll just see if this works out for Santee, but I personally am going to say that I'm making an early prediction. People are going to be protesting about this, and they're not going to open any more stores than the four that are
Well, hopefully they'll take these people that are ignoring the will of the people and just vote them the heck out of office.
Hopefully.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.